Hello.
Hi there, it's a call from Mr. Townsley.
Yes, speaking yet.
Hi Mr. Townsley, it's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigations team.
Oh, hiya Daniel.
Hi there, how are you today?
Not bad, not bad.
Good, good. Can I just take you through data protection quickly?
Yeah.
It's the first line of your address, please.
Freeboard in Vale Green.
Your email address?
Pablo.28@hotmail.co.uk.
And just your date of birth, please, Paul.
23rd, 6th, 1981.
Cheers for that, Paul. So the reason for my call is just we've had some correspondence back from your local council, Northumberland, who are requesting a new proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months. Now, I know you've already sent us in some proof of address, but it was dated in January, so it was fine for us at the time, but they're requesting
I'll get one more
up-to-date ones. Is that all right, Paul? Yeah.
I'm just at work at the minute, so because I haven't got WhatsApp on this phone.
Ah, right. Yeah, not a problem.
But I'll get it to the. I'll send it to WhatsApp through my partner's phone.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
To this number.
To the WhatsApp number.
Could you text that WhatsApp number to me?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'll text it to you.
I'll get my partner later on to take a picture of the letter and send it to you.
Yeah, not a problem,
and
Paul.
I'll put it at the bottom for Paul Townsley.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
You'll know because I have my name and address on it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you for that, Paul. I'll send that text to you now.
How's the case going?
It's going well, yeah. I mean, we're just waiting for your GP records, and once we give Northumberland that further information that they need, your proof of address, then they should give us the records back from there as soon as we give them that information. So as soon as we get those back, then we'll be putting you through for an evidence review.
Right. It's okay, but you should have had the medical records through because I handed them back and they said they were sending them recorded delivery the next day.
You've handed them back? Yeah.
I handed them back to the doctors, yeah.
Yeah, we've still yet to receive them yet in the post. We are... I think we're still waiting for them. We've got some posting today that we've not opened, so fingers crossed it could be in there.
Yeah.
But if, like I say, if they are, we'll let you know.
That's what you need is my proof of address again and these medical records, and we'll go ahead.
Yeah, that'll be it, Paul. And then after we receive both those records back, I'll get in touch with yourself again and we'll book you in for a formal witness statement.
Yeah. Then how long after that, roughly, should this take?
After we've done a witness statement, so there's just a quick ID call to verify your identification. It's just a quick phone call, a video call with one of our managers and someone from Redress Scotland.
Yeah.
Then after that, your application, it usually takes around 4 to 8 weeks to hear back from Scottish Redress. So it is quite a lengthy process, but if you need any updates. What was that, sorry?
It should be finalised before Christmas.
Hopefully so, yeah. It's still on track. It is still on track. Obviously, there's no guarantees with it being in the institution's hands, whether how long they take to come back with records, but it is still on track to hopefully get a payout before Christmas.
Right, thank you very much. But I'll, if you text me the WhatsApp there.
Yep, I'm going to text you that now. I'm going to text you that as soon as we get off the phone, Paul, all right? All right, Paul. All right, Paul, I'll let you go. You get back to work. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
All right, see you now. Bye.